want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Be challenged to live wisely.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about the dangers and treasures of memory. The Bible tells us again and again that we are both to remember and to forget. There are some things that we need to dwell on in memory and other things that we are to forget. Isaiah 43 has a passage on God's mercy and Israel's unfaithfulness. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I will send to Babylon and bring down as fugitives all the Babylonians in the ships in which they took pride. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King. This is what the Lord says, He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. When you find yourself in the danger of dwelling on the past, you need to be alert to the fact that it is a very great danger when it saps our spiritual strength, or when it inspires a spirit of self-preoccupation and disables us from being the servants of others. You know, we're here on earth to be broken bread and poured out wine for the life of the world, for the sake of others. And so what struck me about this passage was that God is reminding them of one of the most amazing miracles of all, when he caused the waters of the sea to roll back in order for the children of Israel to pass through. He made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, and he extinguished and snuffed out like a wick their enemies. But then in verse 18 of Isaiah 43, he says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. It is a temptation sometimes for us to think back on some amazing experience, some fabulous story that we like to tell over and over again. There may be a danger in that, that it causes us to rather overlook or even belittle some of the wonderful things that God is doing right now, or the things that God might want to do if we were looking to Him in faith. It is a terrible thing when self-pity or a sickly appetite for sympathy, which was something we talked about the other day, when that disables us from being the servants of others. I don't know any better therapy than getting up out of our quagmire of self-pity and going out to do something for somebody else. Just forget about the things that are dragging me down and ask the Lord to help me to remember the needs of somebody else. Forgetting is important. Remembering is important. It's amazing what a difference that can make. We've all had sorrows, and there are always those whose sorrows would nearly dwarf our own. I've often said that when I read Radio Mail, read the horror stories of unspeakable wrong and evil and sorrow and suffering, I feel as though I'm in kindergarten in the school of suffering. Let us not imagine that our sorrows are worse than everybody else's. But let's not either try to deny them or to bury them or to lose them in busyness. But let's look to the Lord, thank Him for all that is past, and trust Him for all that's to come. Do you know that little song, "How Good is the God We Adore"? Our faithful, unchangeable friend. His love is as great as His power and knows neither measure nor end. It's Jesus, the first and the last, whose Spirit will guide us safe home. We praise Him for all that is past, and we trust Him for all that's to come. In Philippians 3:13, we have a description of Paul's ambition in life. What do you want more than anything else in the world? Well, listen to what Paul said he wanted. "I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold, but one thing I do," he says, "forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward." There's a great deal of talk nowadays about healing of the memories. And quite recently, some secular magazines have come out with articles about this false notion of dredging up memories through psychiatric care, which really are not memories at all, but figments of the imagination. There are fathers and grandfathers and uncles in prison today because some woman went to a psychiatrist who told her that she had been sexually abused by her father or her grandfather or her uncle or somebody. There is no proof, and it's her word against his. And in today's climate, sadly, tragically, there is no way for that man to defend himself. I want to quote to you from Adolf Grunbaum in his book, Validation in the Clinical Theory of Psychoanalysis. He says that neither Freud nor any of his successors has ever proved a cause and effect link between a repressed memory and a later neurosis, or a retrieved memory and a subsequent cure. That's a psychiatrist talking. I want to warn you against dredging up memories, buried memories. God knows those memories. He knows what they were. He knows what the real ones were from the false. And all you need to do is just say, "Lord, You know everything that's happened in my past. You remember it perfectly. I don't need to dredge it up or rummage around in my emotional entrails looking for things. I leave it with You, Lord, forgetting those things which are behind, not dwelling on the past, looking toward that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ." Paul says, "I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Encourage somebody else to know God, to begin to grasp the immense fact that we may fellowship with Christ in His sufferings. You know, suffering is not for nothing. And if you have sad memories, bad memories, terrible, evil memories, take them to the foot of the cross. Remember that terrible, evil things were done to our Savior Jesus Christ. But He took them all to the cross. He Himself was willing to be nailed, helpless, for you and me. That's what the old rugged cross is about. The prophet Isaiah tells us He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Those buried memories. Is it a healthy thing for you to know them? Perhaps not. Give them to God. Everything that's buried, leave it buried and give it to God. ask him to help you to carry somebody else's cross, to will to do his will. And your own experience of suffering may help to lighten that person's burden if you can be more sympathetic because of it. But just put your shoulder under his or her burden and ask him to help you. I know that it's true. When I am in my deepest sorrow and suffering, that if I go out and look for somebody else that I can comfort or help in some way, that's therapy. I have found this to be true. And a verse that has meant a great deal to me is in Isaiah 58, verse 10. If you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame, and you will be like a well-watered garden. Now, what was the condition that was necessary for this to happen? If you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.